بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Faith based on understanding. Saturday, the 4th of Ramadan, 1394, 21st of September, 1974. Our Lord, forgive us, pardon us. Our Lord, we want only your reward and your forgiveness and nothing else. And toward you is the return. We are going back to you. There are many important things to said about returning to Allah that we will, inshallah, explain in the series of lectures when we come to the topic of the resurrection in the Quran, if Allah grants us the opportunity until then. So what have we understood from these verses so far? First, that faith and belief are two qualities possessed by those who answered the call to submit to Allah. Those people who have no faith, who have no belief, who just followed everyone else to be on the safe side, they are not within the domain of Islamic thought. There is no shame in saying so, because faith is necessary. Faith means belief, to accept what is clearly and unimpeachably true. It means attaching oneself to a cause. If this cause is not the thought of the religion and the Quran, and your heart will not be subdued, meaning if there is no faith in this heart, then this heart is a dead heart. It does not live in the light of Islam. It can never be called a submitting heart, a Muslim heart. Therefore, faith is necessary. This is first.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Second is that faith is of two varieties. There is the faith of those who blindly follow because they have a tribal mentality. Their fathers and grandfathers believed, so they believe as well. Because our holy scripture says this, because our religion says this, we say the same. And even if you bring them evidence to the contrary, they will never listen to you. This is one kind of faith or belief. But even this has two kinds. There are those who blindly follow, taqlid, like most people today. Such that if you ask them, how do you know that the Prophet of Islam was true? They have no idea what to say. They don't know anything. Their forefathers said so. Their school teachers said so. The people they see in the streets and markets says so. So, if all of these tell them that the Prophet was true, they will say so as well. Now, they believe, they really do believe that the Prophet was true, but this is just something they heard from someone who they trusted and blindly accepted without checking for themselves. Similar to the belief of those who blindly follow is the belief of those who follow tribally, ta'assub. Some of these people are ready, may Allah protect us, to insult other prophets to please our Prophet. They think that these prophets are fighting one another in the heavens.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.